and is completely dependent upon self-esteem. Having said that, you're going to do this. Here's your formula. When you need to break down a decision and say, I don't know, should I go left, right, here's your thought. This is an opportunity. What do I do next? Hit your intuition and say, what do I feel? Here's your clue. If you feel very, very, very nervous and upset, and nervous and upset of this variety, nervous and upset that says, I can't think about this, and there is this sort of grit that starts in your stomach. And then what happens is a kind of a panic slips, and usually panic starts around 8:30. Okay, nocturnal panic usually starts around 8:30, but it maxes somewhere around midnight. That really is the bewitching hour. And then what happens is it sort of hangs in there with you. Intuition, intuitive voice, its prime talent is to make you uncomfortable. Not to show you visions, but to make you uncomfortable. And if that discomfort says, if you don't do this, if you don't say this, if you don't yada, 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 you are really gonna be. If you can take that template, that sentence, and drop it over the feeling you have and write in the blanks, if I don't move, talk, say, create, whatever, then I will be miserable, suffocated, unhappy, that. You've got clear intuitive guidance coming in. The next sentence is, do I want to really do this, though? Am I willing to live with the consequences of moving, admitting, owning, da-da-da-da? That's your next sentence. And if you ask the sentence, then you're already affirming the guidance. You're already saying, this guidance is real. I am being given direction to. I've just been given an opportunity to enrich my highest potential. Having said that, come over here for 1 minute in your thoughts and let me define for you something that you need to understand. Highest potential does not refer to a job. People would love it to, but you know what? It doesn't. It refers to the max integrated self you can be. How empowered can you be? That's your highest potential. Because if you reach a high potential of your self-esteem, you can do anything. And then at that point, no matter what you do, you'll respect. Because no matter what you do, you don't use as a measure of who you are. See, in order to be magnificent, I have to work on the 40th floor, not the 4th. I know people in New York City. This is absolutely, honestly true. New York City has gotten so crowded that, like many places, they've had to have more area codes dropped into their phone system. And, of course, the famous area code in New York is always 212. So now there are areas at the extreme ends, like the Soho or whatever, that the area code was going to be changed to, and I don't even remember it, 8-something or other. I don't even remember it. These people absolutely went over the edge at the very thought that those 3 numbers would get dropped for another 3, that they would lose 212. I'm having dinner with this group one night, and I'm listening to them carrying on and on and on and on over these 3 numbers. Look at how much of their power they've projected into 3 numbers. They actually think those 3 numbers carry their potential. Think, because if a business says, this business doesn't have a 212 area code on it, therefore it's not a respectable, substantial, successful New York business. That's their conclusion. Now, that is a fabulous example of maxing low self-esteem at its best, where all your, quote, potential, creatively, financially, everything about yourself, you have squished down to 3 little numbers that don't even equal anything. And that is where your self-esteem lies. Whereas if your potential was, I could create anything, I am not reduced, contained by anything, that's your highest potential. And at that point, the gods could send you on any mission, and your ability to max it out and channel energy anywhere. And in fact, this is going to lead us to just touch on the power of being invisible. Because at the ultimate To have high-voltage self-esteem is to be able to give without applause, to be able to interact with life without needing that kind of applause to fill in. You know, it's like charities. I'm all for charity. That's fine. But when I look at people and they need to have their names on sides of things and this, like I want to look at these major drug companies or whatever and say, why do you have to put your name even on the label of your charity? Can't you ever do anything anonymously? And I love when the newspapers break stories of who it is that's giving anonymously. Do you see anything the least bit peculiar in that? Yeah? So we're going to route our way all the way to the self-esteem it takes to become invisible as a fabulous goal. But back to this. Opportunities, finances, healthy relationships, potential, all have to do with this question. Are you willing to let your life change? And do you have enough belief in yourself that by going for the highest potential that you want, you can handle the change and you're willing to engage the changes and make the choices, back to highlighting for the last time choice, you're willing to make the choices necessary to become the empowered being. It always comes back to the same thing. Are you willing to let your life change? Are you willing to make those choices? And are you willing to take charge of the creation of your reality? All you got to do is, honestly, is ask yourself those questions. And if the answer is all of the above, where do I start? Back to that question. We're going to write back to, never mind these high ambitions. Leave those alone. You start with, I'll get to this decision, that decision, which doesn't mean there are 10 years in the future. They could be 10 days. But I am going to start by, I have to ground. I have to